Prologue. Even though I was warned about this mistake in Bible college, it was Saturday night, and I didn't have a sermon for the next morning. My bucket was totally empty. No sermon, no ideas, no excuse. Well, I did have an excuse, such as it was. It had been an extremely busy week, with hospital calls, counseling, board meeting, and developing a reputation as a young pastor who could always help out if needed. It was my first church, and my old procrastination habits were catching up with me. I never was the type of student in school who prepared for anything in advance. In total hopelessness, I let my Bible fall open to wherever it wanted. What could possibly go wrong? As I watched, it fell open to the third chapter of Proverbs. Oh, no, I thought, not Proverbs. I may have read through this book as part of a read-through-the-Bible-in-a-year schedule, but I didn't remember much about it. Despite my good intentions back then, the daily passages were made blurry by long days and heavy eyelids. Before giving my Bible a second chance at finding me a sermon, I read a few verses. You might say those verses jumped off the page. I remember thinking, wow, that's good. The next morning, I had a sermon, and I have to admit, it was pretty good. But more important than that, I had found a new love, Proverbs, especially the first 9 chapters. A few months later, one of my deacons said, we've never had a pastor who preached so much out of the book of Proverbs. As time went on, I found the book of Proverbs fascinating enough that I didn't wait until Saturday night to look at it. I was working on sermons weeks in advance because I was captivated by its practical truths. This book of the Bible took over my life. I studied the first 9 chapters, lived them, and taught them every time I was given the opportunity. People shared with me how the series changed their lives. For me personally, these 9 chapters have molded my thinking, developed my character, and impact all my relationships. This passage of Scripture has guided me as I studied the rest of the Bible and thereby developed my philosophy for living. It has helped me conduct my family activities and has provided the principles upon which I carry out my life's work. Years later, I wrote a high school Bible course on Proverbs 1-9 called Successful Living. Today, it is sold across the United States and has been reprinted in several countries for distribution in other parts of the world. Many Christian schools and homeschool academies require it for graduation. Pastors have told me they've taken the student curriculum and preached through it as a series. Well, this book should make that easier.